Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, here every Sunday morning. And I know you guys are saying, man, Percy, you had a lot of replays. Yes, I need to take a vacation myself, guys. You know, I work with seniors every day. It is a very stressful job. It's a very time-consuming job. And I don't want to burn out like a lot of my professional friends. I'm 63 now, so I'm not moving as fast as I used to move when I was in my 40s when I started this business. But it's a great love of my life, great passion of my life. And as you guys know, all our shows are on our website, generations808.com. So if you got a chance, check it out. We have, you know, there's so many different topics we've done, hundreds of topics we've done in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so, maybe more. But when you have some time, if you replay a topic, I would actually listen to every single show, because like I was talking to this guy this morning when I was coming to the studio here, he goes, what are you going to talk about at your workshops? And I see all these topics. I said, yeah, we're going to talk about all these topics and topics that maybe you haven't even thought about. And he goes, what do you mean by that, Percy? How are you now, Archie? He goes, I'm 7 years old. It's hard to imagine at 7 years old, that could be 80, 85, hopefully later, that you won't be able to drive. And then, Archie, what are you going to do? Oh, I get it, person. Now I understand. People don't think about down the road. And it's very important we do. And so these shows on Generations Magazine here, on these radio podcasts, kind of explains as we age what's going to happen in life. And we're trying to give you, be proactive to provide you resources. And so one of the major resources that I saw many, many years ago was when people wanted to downsize. When people wanted to move from a 2 or 3 story home on the side of Aleve or Pacific Heights to a single family or to a retirement facility. And so this industry percolated up, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago. And we saw this today as a major situation that families are dealing with. I do workshops every month, by the way. It's usually the third Wednesday of the month, but check the magazine out. Our next workshop will be March 15th. It's 3 hours or 4 hours, depending on how long you want to stay. And we have a small group, probably not more than 20 people. And we kind of drill down to aging process, and then also walk you through aging in place, if that's where you want to be it for the rest of your life. The difficulties you may have challenges with down the road. I wear a t-shirt that says, aging is not for sissies. And that was a play that was done 4 or 5 years ago. When I saw the play, I was like, man, I want to get one of these shirts. And she was selling those shirts. So I bought a shirt, and I actually wear that today when I do my workshop, because it's true, guys. You have to have your own resources. You have to have your own advocate, which is you and your friends and your relatives or your wife or spouse. But you also have to know where to get these resources and information. So that's what we do on a radio show today. Today we have John Vendiola, a specialist, actually. Good luck for you guys. A specialist in moving and actually decluttering. And the company is called Let's Move. John, welcome to the show.
Morning.
Good morning. I know John's a very shy person. He walked in the door very meekly, even though he's a strong dude here in his, what, 40s now? I mean, this guy can lift the couch by himself probably, right, John? But anyway, John, welcome to the show. And I know you're kind of nervous, but nobody's here in the studio. Only you, me, and George are the engineer here. It's just a talk story session. But, you know, because people listen to the show every week and we're gaining a lot of notoriety out there, almost every other day somebody will come up and say, I listen to your show. In fact, I just came from the eye doctor just up the street up in Lilija. He goes, oh, I get the magazine. I read the magazine. I said, and she's only like 40. I said, how come you get the magazine? Oh, we're taking care of my husband's mother. Aha. That's the catch, guys. Actually, our readership now used to be over 70. Now it's on average, about 48% are under 7 years now reading the magazine because they're dealing with the parents. And so that's exactly the field John's in. The company's called Let's Move, John. And give us a little background of your experience and your knowledge and in the company.
The company Let's Move is fairly new. Started last year.
2022.
I've been in the industry for going on 12 years now.
Wow.
And then
that's a lot of heavy lifting.
Yes, sir. Pretty much we just help seniors either move into retirement communities. Some of them need to move to like their kids in the mainland. So we find we have vendors to ship them off. They just need to downsize and live in their home just to make it safe.
Yeah. So that actually, I've been doing reverse mortgages 21 years now. It's hard to believe. I started at 42 and 63 now. And it's interesting. Several of my friends my age dealing with the parents right now, weekly I counsel families. And it's interesting how many times they love the move, they want the move, but they cannot move. And why is that? Because they have a lot of stuff. They have to declutter before they can move anything, right? So is most of your business really decluttering first before they move? Or do the family can do the decluttering themselves?
So suggestion-wise, it depends on the situation, I should say. Sometimes the family just want them to move first and then declutter after.
Oh, I see. Just get out of the house or condo.
Yeah.
And they move to a facility, and then the family come in and declutter afterwards?
Yes.
Oh, it's interesting. Now, you are with my brother's company, Senior Move Managers, and how was that experience? You did that for over 10 years, right?
Correct, yes. Good experience. They showed a lot. I mean, met a lot of people, seen a lot of stuff. Pretty much, yeah, so it's the easiest, like, decluttering-wise, if the family just takes, I guess, the most important things and then just leave back the stuff they collected over the years, and then they could decide. Family can decide, or they can come back and be like, all right, this still fits, and then we can bring it over.
Right. So the company closed down and you started your own company then?
Yes, sir.
Called Let's Move. Ah, interesting. So you're a young entrepreneur now, huh? You got to do your own business, everything, right?
Yes.
I understand that. When I took over the magazine from Kini Popo, bless his heart, he passed away recently. I took over the magazine in January of 2010 when I made 50. And I'm looking at myself going, okay, now what do I do? Seriously. My first call was to my classmate, Wilson Angel, who's still with the magazine, still produces the magazine, does everything for the magazine. And my second call was to Kirk Matthews. And Kirk goes to, so funny, I still have it in my ear. You're taking over Generations Magazine. Kini had run it since 2006. He closed it in August of 2009. And I wanted to help him bring it back. He said, no, I'm getting older now. And then, okay. And so January, when I made 50 in 2010, I approached Kini again and said, I'll help you bring it back. Let's get this going. It's really important. And I could see aging. I've been in aging since 2002. And when I saw the need and people, I mean, the referrals they needed, the resources they needed, my clients call me all the time, I decided, okay, you're not going to do it, continue, I will do it. And my second call was to Kirk Matthews, who's a very good friend of mine. We had did the show, it was a show on KH when they first started. I can't even remember the name now. The show we did, I was one of the sponsors. And he goes, well, are you crazy? Do you know anything about publishing? I said, no. I'm colorblind, first of all. And he goes, you must be nuts. I said, that's a big job. I said, yeah, but it's very neat. He goes, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to be my first cover story. He goes, okay, what else do you want me to do? You want me to write for the magazine? Yeah. So he wrote for the first couple years about aging, because at that time he was 65 or 66, maybe about 65. He was 64. He made 65 the following year because he wanted to know about Medicare. And so he wrote articles about aging as he got older and then when he retired. And that's really, guys, you know, what we do at the magazine here. It's hard to believe at some point they may have to downsize. It's hard to believe at some point they may have to move in with the kids. It's hard to believe at some point, yeah, I want to move into a retirement facility, you know. And when we did our workshop, we just did our workshop yesterday, Wednesday, and I always tell this place, how many people want to age in place? They all raise their hands. How many people want to move into a facility? Nobody raised their hand but me. I want to move in. We went down the road. I just have to convince my wife, because my wife said, enjoy yourself because I'm not moving out of our house. I said, well, down the road you may. But it's something that's hard to, is it hard to get people to understand? Or you must deal with the family a lot, right? The kids a lot. Is it at that point, have the parents made up their mind to move already?
Some of the times the parents already made up their mind, but the kids also push it, right? Especially if they're not here to help take care of them. Or a lot of times the parents realize that the house is either too big.
Right.
And they can't upkeep the house anymore.
Right.
So, and then
right.
some of them is with their health.
Right.
Health-wise, you get into a retirement community, you know, you got the services they provide.
Right.
And that's pretty much, so they're kind of decided on they're going there.
So you touched on a good point. When I do workshops, I always ask, you know, are your children living on island? And if they say no, I say, uh-oh. And they go, why? Are you going to move to Seattle or California, Arizona or Vegas? No. Well, are your kids going to move here? No. Well, you're going to get a situation that push comes to shove could be a very delicate conversation, yeah? And it's something I think the kids kind of want them to move out of the house because they're worried about their safety, yeah?
Yes.
And it's so important to get people to understand, you know, falls are huge. In fact, we had a guy the other day, yes, he was 91 years old. I said, falls a big problem. He goes, yeah, Percy, I've fallen down a lot. He looked pretty healthy, though, but he said his vision is going a little bit. He's slowing down. So he wanted to know what he could do to not fall so much. So in our workshops, we talk about a little healthy aging segment that we talk about the different things they can do. But so when people say they want to move and they've decided to move, so are they typically moving into a retirement facility, what we call CCRC, continuing care, residential community? Is that pretty much where they go? Or do you go to the parents' house or the children's house?
So every situation is different, but a lot of them do go into the retirement homes and community centers just because there's more help there.
Yeah.
And then... the kids wise, I mean, they'll move into the kids if they have the room, but sometimes the kids don't have a big enough place to take their parents. So it's easier for them to go into like a retirement community.
And it's most of the people are seniors, right? Most of them are at a point of 80 plus probably.
Yes. We have some younger ones. I mean, we just moved a client yesterday. They're just right on that cusp of 60. Just was looking long term wise, and they had a bigger house. So and they still like to travel. So they ended up selling the house, going into Kahalanui.
Wow!
And it was just for them to be able to travel and not worry about the house, you know.
Oh yeah, I'll tell my wife I don't like doing yard work. I mean, we have a great yard man, Chris. I have a pet peeve, even though I have to drive all over the place. I visit people's clients at their homes versus my office. I don't like driving. But the yard work and, you know, my wife's a great cook, but, you know, she just cooks me too much food, so I can't lose weight. Not like I won't lose weight at a retirement facility, but I don't have to worry about cleaning the house. And, you know, you can't clutter up your unit too, see? You know, that's one thing. You can control clutter because I know even for senior housing rentals, they check your unit every year to make sure it's relatively clean and you don't become a pack rat, yeah? But, I mean, I love working with seniors. I tell people every day, especially guys in the mortgage business that I know that do regular forward mortgages, that I love this industry. You know, it's the greatest people to serve, and I use the word serve versus sell. We serve them. We protect them. We provide them resources. We provide them consultation where it's balanced, where we're not trying to sell a product. We want to make sure it's right for them. But isn't it great working with seniors?
I love it. I love, you know, like going into their home and then when we declutter, just the stories they have going through their stuff.
Oh, yeah. Stories are fantastic. I had a client, oh, many, many years ago. She was 97 years old. Her financial advisor called me out because This lady was 97, pretty healthy, but she had a caregiver, lived up a very nice home. And when I got in there at like, I think it was like 10 o'clock, I think it was in the morning, she goes, "Percy, do you drink?" I said, "Yeah, but it's 10 o'clock in the morning." "Oh, that's okay. You like Aussie Spumante?" I said, "Yeah, okay. Can you bring the bottle I chilled and we chilled to, for a person I can drink?" We drank that bottle before we even talked. Seriously. And she was an artist, beautiful art. I can't mention her name, but this lady was so amazing. I spent 3 hours with her. Of course, the first hour we drank the champagne. But after I came home, it was right when my wife was expecting. This is 18 years ago. I said, "Man, you know, if I told my wife, if we have a girl, I'm naming after this lady." And I'll tell you, it's amazing. We had a boy, so that's fine. But, I mean, great story. Can you tell us a story, any favorite stories you had working with seniors?
So I had a senior that he had, like, so much knowledge of, he traveled. He was in the military. So he just traveled everywhere, had all these knickknacks, and he had a story behind every little knickknack, like, from Europe to places where you just think that you ever have that chance to see, you know. He's been there, stayed there, done so much.
Sound like my dad. My dad was a military officer. I was born in Germany. We lived all over. They loved Europe. But isn't that so fun? And they're genuine, they're sincere. And really, you know, we have to protect them. We have to serve them. And there are companies out there that don't always do that, right? So we have to, we hold each ourselves, like yourself, I'm sure, in a high integrity. We make sure they understand fully what they're getting into. We'll talk about cost a little bit later on, but they need to understand that, you know, this decluttering and moving is a fantastic service. It's much needed service today. You know, I was talking to a politician recently, a very well-known politician. You all know who that is. He goes, "Man, I wish I did. I knew I should have taken your advice." I said, "What are you talking about? You told me you better hire this company to move your mom, because your mom moving in with you now." Mom has since passed away, though. But I said, "What are you talking about?" "It took me 3 months and my back was sore to move everything out of my mom's house. She moved in with me." It's like, well, yeah, that's what everybody says. But, you know, we want to be proactive versus reactive. And it is. It takes a lot. I mean, I have a family member right now. We're trying to clean up the house. And it's taking them 6 months. And where if they would have hired somebody, they could have sold the house by now and gone on with life. But life will not move forward unless it's all decluttered and cleaned out and you sell the house. Isn't that so true?
Yes, it is.
And so do you deal with mostly men or women or couples? I was just kind of curious.
From the top of my head, it's mainly been, I want to say women.
Yeah, because dad passed away, and mom can't stay in his big old house. She's not going to clean the yard, not going to, you know, clean all the rooms. You might use the kitchen, living room, and her bedroom and her bathroom. That's it, right? But it's very common, guys. So if you have a situation like this, can they call you and just talk to you about what the process is? Because it's not something that you can do right tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, so they can call and then we'll kind of just go over like the situation, and then we do free consultations too. So we'll go out and look at the place, and then we'll come up with like a game plan on where to start and what's the overall goals and stuff.
Right. I know Cynthia Arnold helps you out a lot, and she was here a year ago, I believe, and talking about the three buckets, right? Do you remember that was? One bucket is to donate. One bucket's to throw away, and one bucket's to what you take into the new property. And that, guys, that is so true. But I know, isn't it kind of difficult, though, to get people to throw? Is it difficult to get people to throw stuff away?
It's difficult for the clients to throw away. I guess it's that era where they try to hold on to everything. So it's, for us, we try to find like a donation place or try to donate it. But if it's not donatable, we'll just show them, like, you know, it's too much damage, or, and then of course it has to go into the rubbish or, you know, landfill.
But what's interesting, I know I've used you guys' services for my clients, is that it's interesting that not every nonprofit, what's it? Certain nonprofits take certain things, and I didn't know that. Like Salvation Army, and who else? Who other places do you donate to?
So Salvation Army, some churches they'll take furniture.
Right.
Other places they don't take furniture. They'll just take like the household goods, clothing, bedding. So it all depends on what you're trying to donate. Yeah, right. It has to go.
But
to
even appliances too, right? Certain places take them. Certain places do not.
Yes.
Right.
Reuse Hawaii is one place that takes the appliance, but it has to be on the newer side.
Oh, okay. Reuse Hawaii, that's the place down the street, down by Kakako?
Yes.
But don't they take materials as well?
It has to be like reusable kind of material.
Reusable. Yeah. You can't be just throwing away stuff.
Yeah.
I know I've tried to donate a couple old chairs of mine, office chairs. They didn't want to take it. It was just like, it's okay. It still works. Because no, it doesn't look so good. It's okay. Well, that's why I'm trying to throw it away. But it's interesting, guys. So when you want to declutter, can people sell things like yard? You guys do yard sales, or they go online and sell?
So I have vendors that can do like estate sales, online auctions, and if they have like smaller items, I have another vendor that does the eBay and stuff. They just take the percentage and then they'll pay the rest out to the client.
Oh, so they take a picture of it and put it on eBay?
Yes.
Ah. So, guys, that is a huge, huge service because a lot of times people don't want to throw it away, right? Not only sentimental value, but they think there is a dollar value to that. But today's world, people don't want old china. Not that it's not good. It's just people don't appreciate that anymore. The younger kids don't do that anymore. Everybody older than 70, 80 years old have all that china ware, what they got from their wedding 60 years ago. My wife's mother passed on, so we have some old china. But old vases, silverware, people don't value that. The young kids don't value that anymore. So it's interesting how, you know, it's hard to get people to understand, the older generation, I call it the greatest generation, to understand that, isn't it?
Yes.
And so we have to kind of psychologically kind of slowly move them to the door to make them understand that this is something that, unfortunately, the times have changed. Yeah. Anyway, we're here with John Vendiola from Let's Move. This show is really about moving, but also decluttering, which they also do. John, real quick, what's the best number to get a hold of you guys?
808-492-5214.
Great, guys. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with John.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Iara, your host here every Sunday morning. 101.1, guys. This is the channel, the oldies channel. And it's amazing how many of you listen to the channel. I mean, I golf several times a week. And it's amazing how many people listen to the show. This morning, I was at my eye doctor. The girl who's 40 listens to the show and reads the magazine. Like, wow, why are you doing it? Taking care of the mother-in-law. But guys, yeah, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your people from church. I'll tell your relatives. We do also monthly workshops at the Ala Moana Hotel. It's usually the third Wednesday of the month. Check in the magazine. And we're going to do a wide variety of topics. Also, our annual Aging in Place workshop, the big one that we do once a year at the Ala Moana Hotel, where we have six rooms of speakers, expert speakers. That date is August 12th. That's a Saturday. It's 8:30 to 2:30. We have a morning session and an afternoon session. You can come to both if you want. There's no RSVP. You just show up and get in the room as early as possible. We'll have about 50 to 60 vendors over there, nonprofits, state agencies, city agencies, private vendors, experts in the field. We're not there to sell you anything. We're there to provide information. So this is our Generations Magazine Aging in Place Workshop. It's our 15th year doing it, guys. So check it out in the magazine. I believe our May, June issue should have the spreadsheet of all them, of all the workshops. So take a look at that. You'll be able to go online by then, generations808.com. We'll have the spreadsheet of different topics and speakers. And then we will have a final flyer we give out that morning of the presentation schedule. This is February. Thank you to Henry Capono, who was on our cover. It's called The Sweet Life, and what a sweet life he has had. He's continuing to grow and learn, and he's always practicing. I'm very fortunate to spend some time with him when we did a photo shoot. And I went to his concert. Guys, he's doing great concerts at the Blue Note. March 9th, he's having one with Keola Beamer. I saw him last month with Jerry Santos, if you know who Jerry Santos was, from Olamana. Fantastic. And then Kalapana is doing a concert at Blue Note March 26th, 27th. It's a Sunday. You know who Kalapana is?
Yes.
You're kind of young, but you remember? Did you ever go to a concert?
No. My dad listened to him a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the Henry Capono, CNK, and Kalapana were the band. I'll tell you. But there was also Olamana I liked. And actually, tonight I'm going to see Summer. Guys, Summer was in the 70s. George, you know who the Summer is? They are a great band. But back in the day, I didn't know they were still all around. Let alone they're still alive. But they're doing tonight down the street. Have you heard about that? Down at Burgers on Bishop. Liz Hata's place. 5 o'clock. I'm going back downtown. But guys, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, you know, hopefully you have a bucket list that you want to be able to address and take off your bucket list to do these things in life that you want to do before you pass on, before you're in a wheelchair, before you can't travel anymore, before you can't enjoy a beer or a glass of wine. Do these things, guys. You know, I don't know, John, if I told you, but I think George has heard this on my radio show, is that the Young Generations acronym, you know what that is? YOLO. You ever heard of that?
Yes, I heard of it.
You know what it stands for? You only live once. I've adopted that. That's how I live my life today. I told my wife the same thing. And so she's kind of buying into it. It's basically enjoying life today. You know, we did a cancer cover story middle last year, 2022, because five personal friends have cancer, stage 4. And I'll tell you, within the last month, 3 of my good friends just got diagnosed with cancer. And it's sad to see. It's part of life, hopefully not yours. And when Dr. Fernandez was here, 8 months ago, she said 50% of the men in the state of Hawaii, was this Hawaii statistic now, 50% of the men in Hawaii are going to get some form of cancer in their life. 50%. That's a ridiculously high percentage. So if I do or don't, I'm going to enjoy my life. This is moving forward. Henry's doing great work. He's got young kids. He's playing every weekend at the Dukes down there. Get a chance to go see him. But he's also mentoring younger musicians out there. But he did bring back Jerry Santos. But he brought a number of young guys. Dominic from Kailua, fantastic. Jerry Santos has a younger guy, too, with him. Fantastic. Man, this guy could play and sing. And then so Keola Beamer and Henry Capono will be at the Blue Note March 9th. And Kalapana March 26th, 27th at the Blue Note. It's interesting. You know, I'm 63 now, and I had a bunch of my classmates come at me, and we're looking around the audience. I think we were probably the average age in the 60s going to concerts, man. It was fantastic. We all loved, and we were singing the words of the song. It was amazing, guys. Live your life, guys. Enjoy yourself. But anyway, we're here with John Vendiola from Let's Move. They not only do moving, but yeah, at some point down the road, you're going to think, you know, is this house too big? Do you want to enjoy life more instead of cleaning the yard? It's amazing how many people have spent almost all their retirement years working on the yard, which is great. Get out and get some vitamin D, get some fresh air, and hope you don't live in a steep yard where you can fall down. But yeah, it's great to do that. But there's more to life. Travel, there's more to life and spending time with your kids, going on vacations with them. We're going to do a story pretty soon on the local theater from Kumukuhua Theater downtown here. We're going to have a story about three actors, older actors, but you've seen them on commercials all over the place. But it's really about enjoying life. But at some point, yes, John, dad passed away. Mom now is by herself. Do you see a situation where they're by themselves or one of the kids are living with them?
Majority of what we worked with was they're usually by themselves. The kids are all out of the house. But we do have situations where it becomes hard because, like, the son or daughter lives with them and they want to move to a retirement community, but they're not able because their son or daughter doesn't meet their age.
Yes. It's quite often, guys, and I tell families, it's great that they're here there to support them, hopefully in caregiving or meals or fall prevention, transportation. But when you have multiple families, multiple siblings, that can be an issue. That's one of the things we will kind of walk these people through at our workshops. Like, let's say, John, you're my brother. I love you. But, you know, dad said, because I'm taking care of him, I'm going to get the house. Is that okay, John? Maybe not, right? I've seen it happen where they did, but I've seen situations where they didn't. So they have to move out and find their own place, and mom's in a safer place. So everybody's stories are different. You know, I wanted to hear one story, John. I know you told a story about the military guy, but can you just tell a story about when people have these situations? Because our audiences, when they listen to the show, when they hear stories like that, they can kind of relate. Anybody's story is a little bit different, but can you just tell me a couple of stories?
Story with the kids or?
The story with the kids or when they have to move out?
So I had a client which her son was living with them. The daughter had her own place. He had, I guess, nowhere to go. So the mom was really worried about where he's going to go and, you know, and then the daughter was like, we need to sell the house to get mom into the, so it was just a bad situation where we had to ask like to get a place for him or the parents. So what happened is the mom ended up buying a small apartment for him. So he had a place to stay so she could go into a retirement community.
So they split the money where some of the money went to retirement community and some of the people spend money to buy him a condo.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Lucky the guy, huh?
Lucky the guy.
Wow. Jeez. Wow. But do you see people moving to the mainland very much or they don't want to move to the mainland?
I see a lot of the moving to the mainland. It's just cost-wise, it's cheaper, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They can get a bigger place up there for less, about the same cost.
Uh-huh.
So we do have a lot of them move to the mainland, and they're closer to family.
Sure. That's really, really important as you get older. But, you know, a lot of people don't want it because the weather, the food, and sometimes they don't want to be close to the family. I hate to say that, but because they don't know their son or daughter is too busy with their own family. They don't want to burden them or they don't get along that well, you know. But it's so interesting. So what happens now? So you help the family decide, okay, we want to move into, you know, 15 Craigside or the Plaza or Kahalanui. So you put it in three buckets, throw away, donate, and move to the new property. Is that correct?
Yes.
So do you actually physically box everything up or you hire a moving company?
So we'll go in, we'll go room by room, taking what they need the most or what's the most important, right? Like usually a bed, a dresser, of course their TV. And then we'll do the knickknacks and stuff. So if they have like a bookshelf, we'll tell them, okay, in this bookshelf, what books do you want to keep? And then the rest we can either donate or give to the library or, you know, if they're old, we can try to sell them.
Okay. And you also, you have a computer schematic of the place they're moving into, right? I'll tell you guys, going from a 3-, 4-, 5-bedroom house to a studio or a 1-bedroom at any one of these places, that's a big challenge. But which is interesting, what I saw, you guys have a computer-generated schematic of every property on this island, right? Do a square feet and everything. So, correct me if I'm wrong now, you guys measure everything out to as fits in the room?
We'll measure all the furniture that they want to take, and if they have room, we'll place it in areas to make it, I guess, best suited for them.
Uh-huh.
And then make sure that if they have a walker or later on the road, have enough room so their walker can go through or their wheelchair can go through. But we'll draw out the floor plan, set everything up, unpack all the boxes that we moved also.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think about that as I get older. You know, I was thinking about my dad. My dad never used a walker. He was always pretty healthy. But when I saw him using a walker, I was like, oh, he is getting older. Because he never used a walker until probably a month before he passed, you know. It's amazing. And I look at myself, I'm not using a walker. I'm an athlete. Yeah, right. Athletes have joints and problems. I'm having joint problems now, hip problems now, knee problems, ankle problems. I had a foot problem last month. I couldn't figure out. I didn't do anything, but the bottom of my foot, I had a hard time walking. Crazy. So you move everything into the new property, and you tell them where you put pictures where they should be, right? Or what's going to go on the dresser, right? Oh, it's interesting. And what about like food and things like that?
We'll go through the food because sometimes our clients, you know, they keep buying or they don't use all their food. So we got to go through like the expired food.
Oh, my goodness. People have storage. I have a storage area that been there for like 3, 4, 5 years. Like, come on, wife, get rid of some. Start cooking all this stuff away. But isn't that so true?
Yes.
I mean, I know I had a relative in our family that had a closet full of pots and pans that were still in boxes and never used. And one of them was like 10 years old. Like, whoa. I mean, thank you, but we give it away, yeah?
That's a funny story, though. Sometimes it's brand new, but you don't know what's in that box. You know? When you open that box.
And I know I've heard stories where you guys found money.
Yes.
Really? Where was the money stored?
It was stored, it was like buried in the dresser inside these camera bags.
Camera bags?
Yeah.
Did you ever find money in the bed, under the bed?
Not too many under the bed.
But you have found money
under the bed. We have found money. And we give it all back, right? So part of our service is we sort, especially on estate clearouts. We'll look through stuff because we do find money. We find jewelry. We find pictures. We find even like wills we found.
Yeah.
Titles of their car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Can we go back about what is the cost? So is there a separate cost for decluttering and separate cost for moving?
So the cost for decluttering and moving, it all depends on what we're taking. How are we going to go first? Like, are we decluttering first or... are they ready to move and they know what items we can take? Because then the sorting won't have to be as intensive, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here with the client. I mean, I'm not going to sit with the client for a couple hours and just start looking through every little piece of...
Oh, they have to do all that.
Yeah.
So what's the low end? What's the high end for when people have to declutter? Depending on the size of the house, obviously, right?
So price range, it can range from anywhere from fast decluttering of like $1,000 all the way up to $10,000. It depends on like how much time we use.
Really? $10,000 to declutter a house? Wow. That's a lot of people. So is it more than one? You do all the work or you have people that work with you?
I have five guys that's been in the industry for combined total of like 14 years.
You have five workers?
Yes,
wow. Sir. You guys must be. Are you guys pretty busy?
We're busy.
I can imagine. You know, and I told you before, guys, in the nation, every day, 10,000 people turn 65 every day in the U.S. I don't know the exact figure in Hawaii. I'd like to find out if anybody knows that figure. But I know in Hawaii, we have 236,000 people over 65. I think when you go down to 60, it's like 300,000. When you go down to 50, it's like 500,000. It's a crazy number. Maybe even more. I don't know the exact figure on the 50s, but I know 65 was, I think I saw it, the 236, 236,000 people over 65 in the state. They all have Medicare. That's all I know. Medicare figure. But so they how long? But what's the average time to declutter a house? Of course, obviously depending on the size.
So I have clients that I'm still working with that will do a couple hours once a week, twice a week, and I'll just go in and then sit with them and then decide on what they want to organize and declutter, take away the trash donations. And then if they need a vendor to come in while I'm working with them, I'll have a vendor come in to see if they can sell any of their stuff.
Interesting. And so when it comes to moving, do you actually you hire a moving company, or you guys do the physical move?
We do the physical move. We'll pack up all the items, like the kitchenware, the knickknacks, the books, and we'll move them to whatever retirement community or to their family's home. Or
well, you've moved into probably every community in this island, huh?
Yes. All of them, I believe.
So you know all of the places. So guys, if you want information about facilities, retirement communities, got to call John up because he has some. You guys do have the most experience. You guys do have done the most moves. I know there's very few companies that do what you do, is specialize in that. And that's why I've watched you guys for years, obviously with my brother's company, but and my niece Cynthia. But I know you guys care for people, because I have stories all the time when I talk to clients on what you guys have done. So I appreciate and I respect you and honor you for being able to do that, because not everybody in this industry, in my industry, are that ethical, and you have to be. When I hear stories about mortgage guys that rip people off or lie to them or try and sell other products like insurance or annuities, I get irritated. And it's unfortunate that you're always going to have 10% bad eggs in any industry, but we want to protect them. Now all of my clients, now they know they can call me if they think there's a scam or if they get a letter in their mail, not sure about it. They can always call me. And you'd be surprised how many of my clients now text. It's amazing. I had an 84-year-old lady of mine the other day text me like, wow, that was pretty cool. And then I taught her over the phone how to take a picture of this letter she got and text the picture to me. I didn't want to drive to Wahiawa. I live in town. Like, I want to go out there, but I can't get there for another few days. No, I need to do it right. I want to find out by tomorrow, today. Okay. I walked her through, and she had a flip phone. And I taught her over the phone how to do the flip phone text. So she took a picture and texted me. So here's the key. If you want to be able to take a picture and email or text it from your phone before you do anything, you have to put it on speakerphone. That's the key. So you can talk to me and hear me while you're doing it. That's the key. But yeah, if I can teach my client who's 84 years old and he has a flip phone how to take a picture of a document and text it to me, I can do that for you. So don't bombard me a bunch of calls, but I will help you with that. John will do that too, right, John?
Yeah.
Anyway, John, what do you love so much about this industry? That is a tough job. It's a very tough job, not only physically, but emotionally, dealing with all these families, right?
Physically tough. But like I said, it's the people that you meet, and then their stories, and just seeing their overall, how they live, their, you know, their treasures. From everybody has a different treasure from a yep. different hobby.
Yep.
So you just meet all these different people that lived for a long time that you learn stuff from.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The stories. Any other story stick out to you?
A big story that stuck out to me. I worked with a lady in Pololo. She lived on one of the hills.
Not the one where the rock came down, huh? No. You know that rock? That was a located place. That rock came off the side of the hill. I think it hit the second or third house. My grandma's house was literally about the fifth, sixth house down. My grandma. Oh. Yeah.
But she lived at Pololo, and she walked up this hill every day of her life. And we couldn't get a moving truck up there. So we had to walk stuff down the hill.
Are you serious? Wow.
It was memorable because she went up easy. And, you know, me and the guys were just gassed. And it was also funny because she didn't in her eyes, she had a lot of stuff, like a lot of, oh, this is too much. But she lived very, what is it called, like minimal.
Uh-huh.
But in her eyes, I don't know what it was. She just said, it's too much stuff. It's too much. But then we moved her into the retirement community, and she had too much space. So she ended up asking for a
smaller unit.
Smaller unit.
Oh, wow. It's interesting. Yeah, reminds me of, I did a reverse mortgage. By the way, you can buy property with reverse mortgage, guys. But anyway, I had a guy, realtor, call me and goes, oh, my client wants to sell his house and buy a property, another property with a reverse mortgage. So when I got this house in Hawaii Kai, it was three stories, and I couldn't believe it. I walked up that third floor, and I go, wow. He goes, Percy, I do this three times a day. Really? Wow. He's a retired doctor, great guy. And I said, can I ask why you're selling this? Because this is a beautiful house. You had a great view of the ocean. Because you're right. As I get older, you know, I know I'm going to need to worry about walking up three stories. So I want to buy a one-level floor. And he had a pool. And he goes, I want to buy a house with a pool. That's what I'm going to do. Wherever I move next, I'm going to kind of have a pool to exercise in. But he wanted a pool on one level. So the realtor called me up. And a week later, he found a property, sent me the address. I said the address was one block away from his house in Hawaii Kai because it was one level and had a pool. I was like, wow. So guys, you know, the reverse mortgage, there's so many different stories. I'm not here to tell you about why the reverse mortgage is good for you, but everybody's scenario is different. I counsel families every week. If you have any questions, you can always give me a call. So John, again, the company's called Let's Move. And John Vendiola. And what's the phone number, the best way to reach you guys at?
808-492-5214.
I'm glad. Now, do you have a website yet?
I'm working on the website. It's just like, it's just new, so I'm trying to put everything together.
Yeah, people don't want to go to the website anyway. Only the young kids will. It's better you talk to them. Because I'd rather people call me and talk to me. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times the kids will Google me when I get to the office. To get to the house, they go, oh, we already know who you are. We Googled you. I said, okay, great. But yeah, I'm here to talk to your parents. But John, thank you so much. Yeah, guys, so tell everybody about the magazine. You can reach me through generations808.com. You can call me, email me. But John, thanks so much. See what, how easy that was? It's your first interview. Wait, you're going to be in a year from now, you're going to be like a talking magnet again. But thanks so much, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rashid.
All right, guys, have a great weekend, everybody. As always, live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.